弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我想和大家一同来分享饼杯的意义。
Today, I want to share with you the meaning of the bread and cup.
我记得许多年以前。
I remember many years ago.
蒙西和我带着 Amy 还有 Mary 去了一趟 Disneyland.
My wife and I brought Amy and Mary to Disneyland.
那我在迪士尼参加的第一个项目
，The first ride I went on at Disney，
就是去了一趟外空
，And I went to the outer space，
并且在某个星球成功的登陆
，And then to successfully land on another planet。
啊，这趟模拟的太空旅行大概有20分钟。
So this virtual reality travel to outer space was about 20 minutes。
这20分钟之内，我一直在后悔。
In those 20 minutes, I kept on regretting.
从这个太空船一起飞
As soon as the spacecraft took off,
我就心跳加快
My heartbeat started to race.
就头昏脑胀，恶心
My head was dizzy, I felt nauseated.
一直想要吐
And I kept on feeling like I was going to throw up.
我估计40岁以上的弟兄姐妹大概都会有这样经历
I think brothers and sisters who are above 40, if you're more older than 40, you would have all felt this.
所以呢，对我来讲，参加这样的太空旅行，我不知道除了遭罪之外还有什么意义。
So for me to go on such rides, other than suffering, I don't know if there's any other meaning.
那刚才呢，我们照着主的吩咐，一同啊擘饼纪念他。
And just now, according to the instruction of the Lord, we just had communion. We had the Lord's table before Him.
那大家有没有想过
？Have you thought?
我们参加这样的聚会又有什么意义呢
？To come to a meeting and a gathering like this, what is the meaning?
我想，对于不同的人，对同样一个问题，会有不同的答案。
I think for different people, for the same question, there are different answers.
也包括呢，我不知道啊，我没好好想过，这也算一个答案大概。
The answer may also be I don't know, or I've never really thought about it.
对于在 NCF 长大的啊，从小跟父母到教会的孩子。
Those who have grown up in NCF, or if you have come to church with your parents.
饼杯的意义呢，可能就是父母可以吃一小块饼干，可以喝一小杯 grape juice。
Maybe the meaning of communion is that the parents can have a tiny piece of bread and drink from the grape juice。
而且呢，等我长大了，有一天我也会有资格来喝这个葡萄汁，来尝一尝这块小饼干是什么味道。
And one day when I grow up.I can also be qualified to drink of the grape juice and to taste of that little piece of bread.
对于在一直在这里聚会的弟兄姐妹呢，那饼杯聚会是主吩咐的，是圣经里面写明的。
For brothers and sisters who have been gathering here, then this is what Lord Jesus has instructed and what is written in the Bible.
所以很自然呢，就是我们聚会的一部分，没有什么好说的。
So naturally, it's a part of our Sunday worship. There's not much to say about it.
尽管这个聚会很长
Even though this assembly is very long,
大家唱来唱去就是那几首诗歌
And then we keep on singing the same hymns.
祷告来祷告去就是那几个人，祷告的内容也差不多
And it's always the same people who pray, and the content of the prayer is also very similar.
但是我已经就是习惯了
，But it's a habit.
啊，我也坦白，我自己在聚会的时候，有时候也会困，有时候甚至忍不住还看一看手机。
I have to be honest. Sometimes during the gathering, the meeting, I would also be tired. I would be sleepy, and sometimes I would also look at my cell phone.
那么，对于从其他聚会啊，从其他地方聚会过来的弟兄姐妹呢
？So, but for brothers and sisters who have come from Other churches,
对饼杯聚会的认知可能也不尽相同。
And perhaps your understanding for the communion are also different.
所以今天我有一个负担。
So today I have a burden.
就是我们来根据主的话。
And that is according to the word of God.
就一同来思想。
Let us think about.
主为什么要让我们这样的聚会？
Why has he established this gathering?
首先呢，我们薄饼聚会有一个背景是我们常常忽略的。
The communion has a background that we have often neglected.
这个背景呢，就是犹太人逾越节的晚餐。
And that is the Jewish Passover dinner.
在路加福音二十二章第七节开始。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 7,
那里记载说，除酵节，须宰逾越羊羔的那一天到了，耶稣打发彼得、约翰去，说你们去为我们预备逾越节的宴席，好叫我们吃。
Luke chapter 22, verse 7 and 8. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it.
他们问他说，要我们在哪里预备？耶稣说，你们进了城，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他，到他所进的房子里去，对那家的主人说，
They said to him, Where will you have us prepare it? He said to them, Behold, when you have entered a city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters and tell the master of the house.
夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的宴席。他必指给你们摆设整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里预备。他们去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。
The teacher says to you, Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there. And they went and found it, just as he told them, and they prepared the Passover.
第七节第八节说，须宰逾越节羊羔的那一天，那一天呢，就是犹太人的正月十四号，也就是星期四的那一天。
Verse 7 in chapter 22 says, The day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And that day is the 14th day of the first month, the Thursday.
那一天的下午，他们要把献祭的羊羔牵到在耶路撒冷的圣殿，由祭司宰烧。
And that afternoon, they bring the sacrificial lamb to the holy temple to be killed by the priest.
杀了之后呢，再在火中烤熟，然后呢，再带回家准备第二天吃。
And after it's killed, it is to be roasted in a fire and brought home to be eaten the next day.
这样呢，那一天就叫做预备日。
And therefore, this day is called the day of preparation.
而主耶稣和门徒他们一起吃的最后的逾越节的晚餐，就是由彼得和约翰这两个门徒所预备的。
So the Passover dinner that the Lord had with his disciples were prepared by Peter and John.
到了第二天星期五。
Then the next day, Friday.
他们全家在一起吃逾越节的晚餐，来纪念耶和华神借着逾越节被杀的羊羔救赎他们的祖先。
And then on Friday, everyone gathered to eat the Passover dinner in remembrance of Lord Jehovah through the Passover lamb that was slaughtered and redeemed, that which redeemed their ancestors.
带领他们离开埃及，脱离法老的辖制。
And brought them out of Egypt and freed from the Pharaoh's control.
现在我们来看一看他们通常吃什么。
Now let's look at what do they usually eat.
他们呢，要喝四杯葡萄酒。
They have to drink 4 cups of wine.
如果一个孩子天天每年都跟父母一起这样吃的话，估计长大了以后酒量会很不错。
I think if the kids eat and drink like this with their parents every year, they would have very good alcohol tolerance as they grow up.
他们也有用浸了盐水的蔬菜。
And then they eat vegetables that are soaked in salt water.
然后呢，就是无酵饼，就是做成其实是饼干。壮的就是薄薄的面包。
And then they eat bread, and it's like this very thin slice of bread.
他们也有荤菜，就是羊骨。
And then they also have meat, which is the bone of the lamb.
有苦菜，有生菜，有各样的 nuts, 有 啊，苹果有，还有水果，还有梨，还有呢糊糊啊，就是这几样坚果，苹果、梨和葡萄酒混在一起做成的糊糊。
And then they also have bitter herbs, and they also eat vegetables. And then they have nuts, apple, pear that is mixed together into like a like a mortar consistency to be drank.
这是他们一年中的大餐。
And that is the feast of the year for them.
而这顿晚餐吃的呢也非常有仪式感。
And this dinner is very ceremonial.
给大家看一下大致的流程，实际的流程比这个还要复杂，这只是大致的流程。
So let me walk you through the general procedure. The actual procedure is more complicated than this.
首先呢，是在聚餐之前由一家之主来祝福，然后呢，全家一起来喝第一杯酒。
And before the dinner, the head of the household will say a blessing, and then they will drink the first cup of wine.
喝了这杯酒之后，下来就是吃开胃菜，就是青菜和苦，进了盐水的青菜和苦菜，这样的开胃菜。
And then you eat your appetizer. It's vegetable and bitter herb that is soaked in salt water.
之后呢？这位家长他会把逾越节的故事再讲一遍，然后全家一同来咏诵诗篇，再喝第二杯酒。
And then the head of the household will narrate the story of Passover and read from the book of Psalms, and then they will drink the second cup of wine.
接下来呢，家长就为无酵饼来祝福，然后全家一起吃那个无酵饼。
And then the head of the household would bless the unleavened bread, and everyone would eat of the unleavened bread.
这已经五道了，五道程序。
This is already the fifth course or the fifth step.
然后呢，再吃由无酵饼和苦菜所做成的三明治。
And then they would eat of a sandwich that is made of the bitter herb and the unleavened bread.
然后终于来到正式的晚餐。
And then they come to the main course.
有逾越节的羊羔的骨头，有无酵饼，有苦菜，还有一道呢果泥。
And then they come to the main course, which is the bone of the lamb, the unleavened bread, the bitter herbs.And the mixture of the fruits and the nuts.
啊，这是呢整个逾越节晚餐的进入高潮的时候。
And then you enter the climax of the Passover dinner.
饭后之后呢，家长再一次祝福，然后带领全家再喝第三杯酒。
And then after this, the head of the household would give another blessing and drink the third cup of wine.
之后全家再一起咏诵。诗篇。
And then the whole family together will sing psalms.
然后是第四杯酒。
And then they drink the fourth cup.
然后全家人在结束的时候互道，或者彼此对说，明年我们相见于耶路撒冷。
And then in the end, they will say to each other, next year in Jerusalem.
虽然我们中国人的新年饭和年夜饭可能比这个更丰盛，但是我们没有这样的仪式感。
Perhaps if we think about the Chinese, excuse me, if we think about the Chinese New Year's dinner, we would have more food, but not as ceremonial.
他们全家人在这样的晚餐中来一同回顾神在历史中对他们的拯救。
And during a dinner like this, as a family, they recall the salvation God has given them through history.
在一起的盼望，等候神未来的拯救。
And together they hope and wait for the future, the salvation that will come.
刚才建立带我们一起读了马可福音十四章二十二到二十五节。
And our brother just led us to read at the beginning of the meeting, Mark chapter 14, verse 22 to 25.
在这四节经文里面，其中有一节讲到主耶稣又拿起饼来，祝谢了，递给他们。主耶稣又拿起杯来，对不起啊， 祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。
And in these verses it says, and he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it.
考一考大家。
Let me test you.
这是第几杯？刚才我们说他们一共有四杯酒，主耶稣递给他们的这一杯是第几杯？
So we said there are four cups of wine. Which cup is this one?
王宇，第几杯？OK， 这里面讲主耶稣把饼拨开之后，对，先让他们先吃了饼，然后呢又把杯递给他们，所以呢这是紧接着他们吃了，就是他们正餐之后吃了羊骨无酵饼和苦菜之后的那一杯酒。
So it says that the Lord first broke the bread. So this cup that the Lord handed to his disciples is after theMain course, which is the bone of the lamb, the unleavened bread, the bitter herb, and the mixture of nuts and fruits.
是第几杯?
So which cup is that?
第三杯。
It's the third cup.
那因着主耶稣的这一番话,
Because of these words,
所以呢，擘饼聚会也成为初期教会当时弟兄姐妹他们日常生活中不可或缺的一部分。
Because of these words, the communion became an inseparable, a necessary part of the early church.
在《使徒行传》第二章第四十六节。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
路加告诉我们说，他们就是初期教会的信徒，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里。并在家中擘饼，存欢喜诚实的心用饭。
It says day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they receive their food with glad and generous hearts.
由此可见
，So we can see，
初期教会非常的重视擘饼聚会。
That the early church placed a great emphasis on communion.
到了一个地步。众人每天都在家擘饼。
To a point that every day they were breaking bread at home.
他们天天借着擘饼来纪念逾越节的羊羔。
And every day through the breaking of the bread, they remember the Passover lamb.
纪念神的拯救。
To remember the salvation of God.
虽然我们没有天天在家这样的擘饼。
Even though we don't do communion every day at home,
但是我们也知道,
but we know,
神喜悦我们常常用这种仪式、这种方式聚集来纪念他。
The Lord is pleased for us to use this kind of assembly to remember him.
也就是在能够实行的条件之下,
and that is under permissible circumstances,
我们擘饼聚会越多越好。
That it is better to have more of the communion.
从初期教会一直到现在。
From the early church until now.
两千多年以来。
Over 2,000 years.
教会一直遵守主耶稣的吩咐。
The church has always abided by the Lord's instruction.
通过擘饼聚会的仪式形式来纪念这位爱我们的主。
Through the ceremony of the communion to remember the Lord who loves us.
那我们呢，通常习惯称之为擘饼或者掰饼。
So we are used to calling this assembly as communion or breaking of the bread.
偶尔也许会啊，听到有些弟兄说主的桌子。
Or we may hear some brothers and sisters call it the Lord's table.
那其他很多地方叫做呢圣餐。
And other places, people call it the Eucharist.
那其实都是一个聚会。
It is the same meeting.
在形式上可能有些不同。
And perhaps procedurally, it may be a little bit different.
但都是借着饼和杯来纪念我们的主。
But the similarity is that it is always through the bread and the cup to remember our Lord.
天主教就叫做弥撒。
The Catholics would call it Eucharist.Mass.
我们不去说那个，今天也没有时间哈。
We don't have time to go into detail of that today.
那同样在英文里面也有各样的词 都是说到同一个聚会。
And in English, there are many other names, but it is the same meeting.
我就请轻轻念一遍吧。
In English, it may be called the Eucharist, the Communion, the Breaking of the Bread, the Lord's Supper, or the Lord's Table.
好，现在回到一开始我问的那个问题。
So let us return to the first question I asked.
就是薄饼聚会的意义到底是什么？我们为什么要来参加这个聚会？
What is the meaning of the communion? Why do we need to come to this meeting?
其实一个更好的问题，
Perhaps a better question.
就是饼和酒或者饼和杯到底是什么？
A better question perhaps is what is really the bread and the cup?
我们刚才所领受的饼和杯，难道真的是主耶稣的肉体和主耶稣的血吗？
The bread and the cup that we just had, is it really the body and the blood of Christ?
因为这是罗马天主教的教导，他们说，当神父给饼和杯祝福之后，这个饼和杯就变质了，就真的变成了主耶稣的肉身和主耶稣的血。
Because in Roman Catholicism, they believe that after the bread and the cup have been blessed by the priest, that in substance, the bread and the cup really has become the body and the blood of Christ.
这样的说法对我们来讲恐怕很不可思议。
This may be hard for us to comprehend.
但是主耶稣，我们刚才读过的，在马可福音也好，其他的福音书也好，在哥林多前书也好，主耶稣的原话或者从字面上来看，主耶稣确实是说，这是我的身体，这是我的血。
But if you look at the gospel books and you look at Corinthians, then literally the literal words in the scripture really does say that Jesus said that this is my body and my blood.
所以我们应该怎样的来正确的认识饼和杯到底是什么呢？
So how do we correctly understand what is the bread and the cup?
我们需要知道一件事情。
We need to know one thing.
按照以色列人他们的习俗。
According to the Israelites' tradition.
在他们逾越节晚餐，在吃正式的晚餐，就是无酵饼之前。
Before the main course, before they eat the unleavened bread.
刚才我们看了那个流程哈，在他们吃无酵饼之前，这位一家之长他要说一句话。
Before they eat the unleavened bread, the head of the household needs to make a statement.
他说什么呢？
What does he say?
他拿着饼说，这是我们祖先离开埃及时吃过的那张困苦饼。
He says, this is the bread that our ancestors had when they left Egypt. This is the bread of suffering.
所以呢，在这一千多年，从他们出埃及到主耶稣和门徒一同吃最后晚餐，这一千多年里面，他们每一年那个逾越节晚餐，在逾越节晚餐上，这位家长都拿着饼说同样的话，说这就是我们祖先离开埃及的时候吃的那一张困苦饼。
So for more than 1,000 years since the Israelites left Egypt to when Lord Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples, every year the head of the household would take this bread and say, "This is the bread of suffering which our ancestors had when they left Egypt."
我们可以想象，主耶稣那天晚上也拿着那一张饼。
We can imagine Lord Jesus also took that bread that night.
他们主耶稣手里的饼也好，犹太人手里的饼也好，他们拿的真的就是摩西和以色列人一千多年之前吃的那个饼吗？
Whether it is the head of the household or whether it is Jesus, the bread that they were holding in their hand, is it really the same bread that the Israelites had over 1,000 years ago?
显然不是。
It clearly is not.
我们知道神设立逾越节晚餐的目的。
We know that the purpose of the Passover dinner
是让以色列人通过吃饼，通过这样的仪式，把自己置身于神将他们的祖先带出以色列这个已经完成的救赎的事件之中。
We know that the purpose of the Passover dinner is for the Israelites to put themselves into the fact that God has led their ancestors out of Egypt and has already completed that redemption.
让他们有这种真实的参与感。
So that they have a real sense of participating in it.
他们虽然没有生活在出埃及的那一个年代。
Even though they did not live in the age of Exodus of Egypt.
但是他们同样是被神从埃及带出来，来归给神，与神立约的子民。
They are still the people who were brought out of Egypt, and those are still the same people who hold the covenant with God.
而且神不但把他们带回去，置身于过去那已经发生的那个事件之中。
And not only has God brought them out, not only does God want them to be a part of that history.
神更借着无酵饼和葡萄酒，把他来指向呢。逾越节那个真实的祭物和真实的祭物所流的血。
And through the bread and the cup, the Lord is pointing to the sacrificial lamb, the sacrifice of the Passover.
无论是过去还是未来，这个祭物成为他们的赎价。
Whether it is in the past or in the present, that sacrifice is their redemption.
羔羊的血保护他们不被天使所击伤。
The blood of the lamb protects them so that they are not killed by the angel.
所以他们犹太人一直来纪念这个逾越节，从第一个逾越节一直到最后的晚餐。
So therefore, the Jewish people has always celebrated the Passover from the first Passover to the Last Supper.
他们每年手里面都有一个饼。
Every year they have a bread in their hand.
但这个饼不是当初摩西手里拿的那一个饼。
It is not the same bread as the one held by Moses.
也就是说，不是字面上的那一个饼。
It is not literally that bread.
在出埃及记第二十四章第八节。
In Exodus chapter 24, verse 8,
记载说，摩西将血洒在百姓的身上，说：“你看，这是立约的血，是耶和华按。”这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
In Exodus
二十四章第八节。
In Exodus chapter 24, verse 8, it says, So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.
大家看这幅画面。
Let's look at this picture.
是不是很像中国人歃血为盟的场景？
Is it like when the Chinese people make a blood covenant or a blood oath?
就是结盟的双方都用一点血，嘴巴里都含了一点血。
And it's the two parties who are establishing an alliance, and they would hold a drop of blood in their mouth.
那这血可能是动物的血，也可能是自己呢。立约的人把手指头咬破流出来的血。
And it may be the blood of the animal, or you can just bite your finger and hold your own blood.
用血来表明，来表明呢 how serious it is.
And you use that blood to show how serious it is.
来表示呢，我们绝不违约。
It shows that you will never breach that covenant. You will never break that alliance.
如若违约，粉身碎骨。
That it is death if you break that alliance.
就像那个被杀的祭物一样。
Just like the sacrificial lamb.
好，神将以色列人从埃及拯救出来，把他们带到西乃山。
God has freed Israelites from Egypt and brought them to Mount Sinai.
在那里呢，赐给他们十诫和其他的诫命。
And there, God gave them the Ten Commandments and other commandments.
那以色列人呢？他们在神面前承诺说，我们要遵守这些诫命。
And the Israelites before God said a promise that they will hold onto these covenants.
摩西说好，你们既然愿意来遵守这样的诫命，他呢，摩西就将公牛的血洒在他们身上。
And Moses said, if you are willing to accept these covenants, accept these commandments, and follow these commandments, then he sprinkled the blood of the ram on them.
所以这个血不是赎罪的血，不是来遮盖罪的血。
So this is not the blood of the sin. This is not the blood to cover sin.
而是立约的血。
This is the blood of the covenant.
以色列人用这种形式和神立约，成为神的子民，成为神的国度。
And Israelite people use this approach to establish the covenant with God and to become God's people.
既然已经立了约，那么双方呢都要遵守他们的承诺。
And in a covenant, both parties need to follow and obey.
这在神不是问题。
It is not an issue for God.
神会不会后悔？会不会因为做不到而违约呢？
Would God regret this, or would God ever not be able to perform his part of the covenant?
当然不会，他是信实的，他是守约、施慈爱的神。
He, of course not. He is the loving God who keeps, he's the faithful God who keeps his promise.
但是立约的另一方，以色列人呢？
But what about the other side of the covenant, the Israel people?
我们都知道以后的故事。
We know the story that came after this.
他们一次一次的失败违约。
They failed one time after another and breached the covenant.
他们一代一代的违约。
And generation after generation, they breached the covenant.
结果就是遭受到神严厉的审判。
And then in the end, they received God's harsh judgment.
他们一代一代的被毁灭，被流放。
And generation after generation, they were destroyed and exiled.
非常的绝望。
It was hopeless.
然而
However,
在绝望之中，在神的审判之中，神也留给他们盼望。
In their hopelessness, in God's judgment, God has left them hope.
新约的应许。
The promise of the New Testament.
像晨曦。温暖的光辉
is like warm morning light.
在旧约破碎的残余之中闪闪的发光
It shines through the brokenness of the Old Testament.
终于有一天
One day, finally,
神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, became flesh.
降临尘世
Came to this world.
施洗约翰为他做见证
Baptist John testified for him
指着他说看啊神的羔羊
and pointed to him to say behold the lamb of God
逾越节的羔羊
the lamb of Passover
借着他的血神要宽恕人一切的罪恶和过犯
through his blood God will forgive all of the sin of mankind
今天当我们一同来擘饼纪念主的时候
Today, when we break the bread and drink of the cup to remember the Lord,
当我们拿起饼和杯的时候
When we raise the bread and the cup,
我们应当如何面对我们自己的罪恶和过犯呢
How do we face our sin?
神告诉我们说
The Lord tells us,
因着他儿子的死
Because of the death of his son,
因他儿子的血，他已经不再纪念我们的罪孽。
Because of the blood of his son, he no longer remember our sin.
所以呢，我们不必过分的关注我们的罪恶和过犯。
We do not need to overly focus on our sin.
在擘饼聚会里面，我们更是仰望神所已经做成的。
During the communion, what we focus more on is what the Lord has already accomplished.
我们的确需要悔改，需要忧伤。
We need to be saddened and repent.
但是神的恩典超过我们一切的过犯。
But God's grace surpasses all of our sin.
我们悔过总是要以恩典为背景。
Our repentance should always be against the backdrop of God's grace.
我们的罪恶更被神浩瀚的恩典所淹没。
And our sin is immersed in the grace of God.
所以我们是更多的仰望十字架，更多的仰望耶稣基督的宝血，更多仰望神的救恩。
So we look to the cross, we look to his salvation.
我们回到马可福音第十四章。
Let us return to the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 14.
我们再来看这两节经文，又23、24节，主耶稣又拿起饼来，又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。”
So in Mark chapter 14, verse 23 and 24.It says, and he took a cup, and when he gave thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.
这是逾越节最后的晚餐。
This is the last supper of the Passover.
主耶稣在这里与我们又立了一个约。
And here, Lord Jesus established another covenant.
他借着他的血为我们立了新约，来代替耶和华神在西乃山与以色列人所立的旧约。
He used his blood to establish a new covenant, which replaces the old one which he had with the Israelites on Mount Sinai.
这两个约都是神主动跟人所立的。
Both of these covenants, God proactively established them with men.
但是旧约只涉及到以色列人。
But the old covenant was for Israel people only.
耶稣基督所立的新约则是神和万邦万民当中一切属于他的子民所立的约。
And the covenant of Jesus Christ is the covenant between God and all people who belong to him.
旧约立约的血来自是羊的血。
The blood of the old covenant comes from the lamb.
旧约里面的祭物只能够暂时遮盖人的罪。
The sacrifices, the offerings in the Old Testament can only temporarily cover the sin.
神则是用他儿子的血，我们主耶稣基督的血，来与我们立约。
God used the blood of his son, the blood of Jesus Christ, to establish the new covenant with us.
基督耶稣的血不但遮盖我们的罪，更是洁净我们的罪。
Not only does the blood of Jesus Christ cover our sin, it cleanses our sins.
所以圣经可以说，神不再纪念我们的罪恶了。
So the scripture says that the Lord no longer remembers our sin.
因为耶稣基督宝血的功效实在大到一个地步，神可以不再纪念我们的罪孽。
Because the redemption, the power of redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ is so great that God no longer remembers our sin.
旧约的血只不过是影子。
The blood of the Old Testament is a shadow.
其实体是基督耶稣的血。
The substance is the blood of Christ.
借着他在十字架上一次所献的祭。
Through him, the one-time offering on the cross.
我们的罪全都得到了赦免。
All of our sins have been forgiven.
我们可以再从另外一个角度来比较旧约和新约。
We can compare the Old Testament and the New Testament from another perspective.
神与以色列人所立的约里面有祝福。
In the Old Testament, there is blessing. There are blessings.
也有咒诅。
And there are curses.
若以色列人他们遵守神的诫命，就得到神的祝福。
If the Israelites obeyed God's commandments, then they will be blessed.
他们如果违背了神的诫命。
If they violated the commandments.
他们如果拜偶像，犯奸淫。
If they worship the idols, they committed adultery.
如果他们不义。
If they are unrighteous,
神的审判，神的咒诅就要临到他们。
And then God's judgment and God's curses come upon them.
但是当我们来看新约的时候，
But when we come to the New Testament,
我们仔仔细细来考察新约的时候，
When we carefully examine the New Testament,
我们看到的都是祝福。
We see all blessings.
神要我们所做的唯一的一件事情，
The only thing Jesus asked us to do,
就是相信他的话，相信他的儿子耶稣基督。
That is to believe in his words, to believe in his son, Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，
In Jesus Christ,
我们可以得着神为我们所预备的一切属灵的福气。
We can receive all of the blessings, the spiritual blessings that God has prepared for us.
在逾越节最后的晚餐上，我们主耶稣的血难道单单是为当时在场的十一个门徒所流的吗？
Is the blood of Jesus Christ on during the dinner, during the Passover dinner, was it only blood for the 11 disciples?
他在十字架上所流的血岂不是为多人，包括我们这两千年以后信他的人所流出来的吗？
Isn't the blood that he shed on the cross for all people, including all of us who are here 2,000 years later?
请问天底下还有比这更大的恩典吗？
Let me ask, is there greater grace than this in this world?
我想没有了。
I don't think there is.
绝对没有。
There is none.
主耶稣接下来说，
The Lord Jesus then says,
第二十五节，我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。
Verse 25, Jesus then says, Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
这里葡萄汁原文呢，就是葡萄制品。
Here, the fruit of the vine, it is, in the original text, it means made of grapes.
更好的翻译应该就是葡萄酒。
A better translation should be just wine that's made of grapes.
我们知道主耶稣说这句话的时候，
We know when Lord Jesus said this.
他们已经喝完了三杯酒。
They already drank 3 cups of wine.
还有一杯没喝，最后那一杯还没有喝。
The last cup has not been drank yet.
所以呢，这些门徒可能正等着喝最后那一杯。
Perhaps the disciples were waiting to drink the 4th cup.
对不对？桌上还有一杯满的。他们还没有喝呢。
There is one more cup that is full of wine that hasn't been drank yet.
结果主耶稣却说，今天到此为止，不喝了。
And then Lord Jesus said, "That's it today. We're drinking no more."
把这一杯留到最后再喝。
To keep this one until the end.
到那一天。
On that day.
就是在神的国里面。
That is the day in the kingdom of God.
将有一场盛宴。
There will be a big feast.
就是末世羔羊的宴席。
And that feast is for the lamb of the end of the end world.
剩下的这一杯酒留到那一天再喝。
This wine shall be kept until that day to be drank.
这告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it tell us?
那个晚餐，最后的晚餐结束了吗？
Has the last supper ended?
还没有。
It hasn't.
因为还有一杯没喝。
Because there's one more cup that hasn't been drank yet.
我们每次在这里面一同擘饼纪念他的时候，
So when we break the bread and in remembrance of him,
就是那个晚餐的延续。
And that is the extension of the Last Supper.
我们每次，
Every time,
都是和主一起。
We are together with the Lord.
在那个晚餐里面。
We are together with the Lord at that supper.
他的身体裂开。
His body is broken.
他把那个破碎的饼递给我们。
He gives us that broken bread.
他的血流出来，流在那个杯里面。
His blood has been shed and flows to the cup.
来递给我们。
And to be given to us.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们千万不要小看这个擘饼聚会。
Let us not look lightly on this communion.
我们每一次，
Every time,
都是跟主一起。
Every time we are with the Lord,
都是在主最后的那个晚餐的宴席里面。
We are together with the Lord at the Last Supper.
所以很多弟兄姐妹都说，
So many brothers and sisters say,
在主日的所有的聚会里面，
Among all the assemblies of Sunday,
在所有的活动所有的侍奉里面，
In all of the activities and all of the services,
擘饼聚会是最最重要的聚会。
That the communion is the most important meeting.
主耶稣说，
Lord Jesus says,
我不再喝这葡萄酒，
I will no longer drink of the cup.
一直等到我在神的国里喝新的那日子。
I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
整个的人类历史。
The entire history of human race.
可以说在最后的晚餐那一天。
We can say that on the day of the Last Supper.
分成旧约和新约两个时代。
It gets divided into the age of the Old Testament and the age of the New Testament.
圣经在一直讲述一个故事。
The Bible continues to tell one story.
这个故事于伊甸园开始。
The story starts in the Garden of Eden.
在旧约和新约当中展开。
That it unfolds between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
与主耶稣从死里复活，升上高天，达到高峰。
And it enters its climax when Lord Jesus was crucified and resurrected and rose to heaven.
这个故事也一直延续到今天。
And the story continues today.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the world.
画上一个完美的句号。
And then it draws its perfect period.
而我们也是这个故事的一部分。
And we are a part of the story.
神要得到一批借着饼杯所立的约而被带进与他盟约的子民。
Lord Jesus wants to receive a group of people who, because of the bread and the cup, become His people.
他要得到这样一批盟约的子民，一个属神的国度，一批蒙召来代表神，来祝福这个世界的人。
He wants to receive a group of people who are in this covenant, who belong to his kingdom.
哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节是我们很熟悉的一段经文。
In Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 24,
保罗说：“我当日。”这是主耶稣的话哈，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，或者为你们拨开的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
就非常的清楚告诉我们说，这个饼或者这擘开的饼是耶稣基督为我们裂开的身体。
It clearly tells us that this bread is the body of Christ broken for us.
而葡萄酒则是耶稣基督与我们立约的血。
And this grape juice is the grape wine is the blood of covenant from Jesus Christ.
我们已经知道饼和杯不是在字面上耶稣基督的身体和血。
We already know that the bread and the cup are not literally the body and the blood of Christ.
但是我们不能走到另外一个极端。
But we cannot go to the other extreme.
就是完全理性的说，这个饼和杯就是只是一个表记，只是一个 symbol.
But we also cannot go to the other extreme to say rationally, the bread and the cup are symbols only.
我们可以看一下约翰福音六章五十四和五十五。
We can look at Gospel Book of John, chapter 6, verse 54 and 55.
主耶稣说：“吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。”
Lord Jesus says, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day."
我的肉真是可吃的，或者说我的肉是真食物。
For my flesh is true food.
我的血真是可喝的，或者我的血是真的 drink 是真的酒。
And my blood is true drink.
也就是说呢，当我们领受饼杯的时候，我们需要有一个信心。
So therefore, when we are partaking in the bread and the cup, we need to have a faith.
就像刚才诗歌648里面讲的一样，我们凭着信心来到主的面前来领受饼和杯。
Just like hymn 648 says, it is by faith that we come before the Lord to partake in the bread and the cup.
凭着这样的一个信心是什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith is this?
就是虽然这个饼和杯不是耶稣基督的肉身和血，
Even though this bread and the cup is not the literal body and blood of Christ,
但是当我们凭信心来领受的时候，他们和主的身体和主的血是没有两样的，是没有区别的。
But when we come to partake in it through faith,They are no different than the body and the blood of Christ.
我们通过手里，借着手里面的饼和杯来吃主的身体，来喝主的血。
Through the bread and the cup in our hand, we eat of his flesh and we drink of his blood.
这是一个何等神圣的奥秘。
What a holy mystery this is.
这是一个我们永远没有办法完全来领会的神圣的奥秘。
This is a holy mystery that we can never fully comprehend.
当时主耶稣说，我的肉真是可以吃的，我的血真是可以喝的，让很多犹太人跌倒。他们说这话甚难，谁能够明白呢？
When Lord Jesus said at the time that my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink, it really stumbled a lot of Jewish people to say, how can we comprehend this?
因为他们不信。
Because they did not believe.
今天当我们来领受饼和杯的时候，
Today when we come to partake in the bread and the cup,
我们需要相信主的话。
We must first believe in his words.
他说，我的肉真是可以吃的，我是那个真食物。
He said, my flesh can be eaten, my flesh is the true food.
我的血真的是可以喝的，我的血是真的酒。
My blood can be drank. My blood is a true drink.
吃我肉，喝我血的人就有永生。
And those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood shall have eternal life.
我们相信吗？
Do we believe?
我们需要有这样的信心。
We need to have such faith.
所以我们千万不要走两一个极端，一个是像罗马天主教那样说，饼和杯变质了，变成耶稣基督的肉身和血。
That let us not be extremists on one extreme like the Roman Catholicism that says the substance of the bread and the cup is the body and the blood of Christ.
另一方面，因为我们理性没有办法理解，就把它降格成为只是一个表征。
And then on the other extreme, because we cannot rationally explain it, we lower the bread and the cup to be symbolic only.
我们要知道的就是主耶稣实在在这里面告诉我们的，向我们显明的是一个将来也许在新喝新的那日子的时候，我们才能够完全领会的一个神圣的奥秘。
We must understand this as one of the holy mysteries that perhaps it is until the day we see Christ that we will fully understand it.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们每次擘饼聚会的时候，我们对主的爱，对这个饼杯的宝贵，都能够有更深、更多一点的知道和认识。
May we have a little bit of a deeper understanding for the love that comes through the bread and the cup.
最后
，In the end，
神借着饼杯，不单单是让我们来思想主耶稣的救恩
，The Lord through the bread and the cup，
对我们个人的救恩。
The bread and the cup is not only for us to think about the individual salvation.
也是提醒我们，神拯救的目的不单单是拯救一个一个的个人，他更是要拯救一个团体。
It is also to remind us that God not only wants to save us individually, but to save us as a body.
就是一个族类，一个身体。
It is one body, it is one race.
要成为基督的身体，要成为 一个新的国度。
It is to become the body of Christ. It is to become a new kingdom.
哥林多前书十章第十七节说：“我们虽多，却仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受一个饼。”
Because there is only one bread, and we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:17.
当一个人对饼杯的意义开始有一点认识的时候，
When someone starts to understand a little bit of the meaning of communion,
他一定会稀奇，
He will be amazed.
也想不明白，
But cannot understand.
像我这样不配的人，
That an unworthy person like me,
主耶稣怎么能这样的爱我呢？
How can Lord Jesus love me so?
他一定也会改变对薄饼聚会的态度。
And he will change his attitude towards communion.
这样的人还会聚会的时候无故的迟到吗？
Such a person, would he still be carelessly late to the meeting?
还会人坐在这里，心里却在想其他的事吗？
Would he be sitting here but thinking about other things?
一定不会。
He will not.
我心里面有一个很深的盼望。
I have a deep hope in my heart.
虽然是很深的盼望，但是我觉得并不是一个很高的要求。
Even though it is a deep hope, I don't think it is a very high bar.
就是下周10点钟，我们薄饼聚会开始的时候。
And that is next week at 10 o'clock when our communion starts.
无论是现在在这里坐着的弟兄姐妹。
And whether it is brothers and sisters who are sitting here,
还是在线上的弟兄姐妹，
or it is those who are online,
我们都已经，我们的心都已经预备好了，
that our hearts are prepared.
我在公司的时候，我在公司是，我的工作是新的员工的培训。
My job at work is new employee training.
我们每次一个班，一共是连续6周，周一到周五，从9点到6点，连续6周。
And the training program is 6 weeks, 9 o'clock until 6 p.m.
一个班
continuous for 6 weeks.
一个班20到30个啊，这个新员工。
And every class has 20 to 30 new employees.
在一个班新开始的时候。
At the beginning of the training program,
我们向他们传达一个非常重要的信息。
We pass on to them a very important message.
我们每天9点钟开始上课。
We will start at 9 o'clock.
但不是你9点钟打卡。
It's not that you swipe in at 9 o'clock.
那个意思是9点钟的时候。
That means at 9 o'clock.
你早饭已经吃完了，咖啡已经喝完了。
That means you've had your breakfast, you've drank your coffee.
你电脑已经打开了，你已经 log in 了。
And you have already turned on your computer. You're logged into the system.
也就是你已经完全预备好了。
And that is you are fully prepared.
这些年轻的孩子一开始觉得根本做不到。
These young kids, these young people, at the beginning, they think it's impossible.
但是一个礼拜下来
，But after 1 week,
90%的人都能够做到。
90% of the people can do it.
下礼拜10点钟的时候。
Next week, 10 a.m.
不是9点，是10点的时候。
Not 9 o'clock, but 10 o'clock.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹的心都在神的面前预备好了。
I pray that brothers and sisters, your hearts are fully prepared.
每次一个班结束的时候。这些年轻的员工总会有人说：“我真没有想到，如果9点钟我预备好了，和9点钟匆匆的进来，那个培训的效果是那么不一样。”
And every time the young employees would say, I would have never imagined the difference between being ready at 9 o'clock versus just rushing in at 9 o'clock. The impact that the training would have on me.
同样。
Same.
当我们来到主的桌子前面的时候，
When we come before the Lord's table,
一颗预备好的心和一颗没有预备好的心是完全不一样的。
A heart that is prepared versus a heart that is unprepared are very different.
圣灵能够把神的爱浇灌在我们心里吗？
The Holy Spirit can pour down the love of God into our hearts.
在于我们的心有没有向他打开。
It depends on whether or not our heart is open to Him.
愿我们每一个人因着神的爱，因着我们开始明白饼杯真正的意义，我们不光是下一个礼拜，我们每次聚集的时候，我们都能够在他面前好好的预备。
May every single one of us, because we understand, because of our understanding of His love, because of our understanding of the Lord's table, that every week, not just next week, that we would prepare our hearts.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们实在要感谢你这样的爱我们。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for loving us so.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你这样的爱我们。
Lord, we truly thank you for loving us so.
你一次一次把我们召集在你的面前，为我们，你自己为我们预备了饼和杯，就是你的身体和你的血。
Time after time, you've gathered us before your Lord's table, and that is the table of your blood and your body.
让我们可以思想你是何等的爱我们。
So that we can think about how much you love us.
让我们思想你用你的身体和血立我们，为我们所立的约。是何等的奇妙，何等的宝贵。
So that we can consider how amazing and how wonderful is the covenant that you have established with us through your body and your blood.
我们无论如何来感谢你，都是那样的不够。
Lord, it is insufficient no matter how much we thank you.
我们如何的来赞美你，都是那样的残缺不全。
No matter how much we praise you, it is insufficient.
我们只能更多的来仰望主，你把这个饼杯里面的爱更多的启示给我们。
We can only look to you to give us more revelation about the bread and the cup.
让我们每次来参加这样聚会的时候，
So that every time when we come to such a meeting,
我们心里面是那样的迫不及待，
So that in our heart we have this burning desire
来参加这爱的宴席，
To participate in this feast of love.
来饱享父神和主耶稣基督为我们所预备的那测不透的丰盛的爱。
And so to be able to fully enjoy the mystery and the incomprehensible love that the Father has prepared for us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
让我们可以一直这样的薄饼来纪念你。
That we may continue to have communion in you.
等候盼望我们在神的国里同你一同喝新的那日子。
Until the day that we are able to drink the new drink in your kingdom.
愿那一日快快地来到。
May that day quickly come.
我们谢谢你，靠主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.